Okay, we're back. You're listening to Floor Radio. John Simonson is on the line with us this morning. John is our resident internet expert. He heads an organization called Webstream Dynamics and also Marketing Your Store. Now, John's a web developer. He's a code writer. But he's also an expert in marketing on the internet, and I think that's melded into the services that he offers his clients. And John, it's always great to have you with us. It's very informative.
Thank you, Dave. Great to be here again.
How are you? I know you just got back from Yellowstone.
West Yellowstone, yeah. Yellowstone National Park.
I say West Yellowstone.
It was cool. It was great. There was snow. It felt good compared to the 100 degrees here in Wisconsin.
You saw bears and buffaloes?
Bears and buffaloes up close and in personal.
Probably closer than you wanted to see them.
Oh, yeah.
I got you. Well, we have John on. We talk about the internet as it relates to retailers and really others, for that matter. And I think we kind of talked about this before, John. It's these people, when they're making a decision over a website, they have to make a decision over the type of website they want, the elements they need to have on the site. And really, they don't have a real grasp on all the moving parts that are involved in putting together that site. And it's easy for them very often to make a poor decision, and they don't even realize they made a poor decision. Other than listening to you over Talk Floor and Floor Radio, it's awfully difficult for people to get a quick education in this. How could they even begin to do that?
Well, absolutely correct. I mean, today, you're in the flooring business. You're a flooring retailer. That's your expertise, not the web. So, somebody shows you something that looks flashy or neat or cool or, wow, that has all the content already in there for me, and you jump on it saying, hey, that's the answer for me. But you really don't realize, is it really truly going to fulfill your needs and your goals being driving traffic to your store. If it's shop at home, get them to call you or set up a shop at home appointment online. But the bottom line is that, you're trying to capture potential targeted customers in your local area and get them to your store. And so in order to do that, today everybody turns to the web instead of Yellow Pages, where they used to spend thousands of dollars in the different cities in Yellow Pages. They're now turning to the internet and saying, I need a great website that's going to get me found and get me the customers.
Well, and one of the ways that they can see if they've made a good decision and see if the elements on their sites are really working well is Google Analytics. Now, this is free. It's from Google, obviously. There's a multitude of information on it. In fact, there's so much information, it's overwhelming. Even to me, some of the terms they have is about as clear as Swahili to me. I know this stuff is available, but it seems like you need a Harvard degree to even begin to understand it. Talk about some of this information and what Google Analytics tells us.
Google Analytics is a software application free from Google. It doesn't cost anything. And they give you, once you create a Google Analytics account, which is free, they give you a little JavaScript, a little code that you embed in every web page on your website. So every page has a little bit of this little script that's inserted in. It takes just a couple seconds to insert it. If it's a site like an ASP.NET site or something where it's a theme-based site, you can just pop it into the main template master page, and it'll automatically be embedded in all pages. So it's just very easy to do, to insert. So once you have that in there, it'll start tabulating every day, every visitor that comes to the site, where they came from, what keywords if they used the search engine they used, how long they were on the site, the bounce rate, meaning, did they just get to one page and immediately leave, the exit page, the landing page, what page did they actually land on in your site, and a lot more. So, this is all bundled together, and you want to try to make sense out of this in a way that'll help you analyze, is your site really working? Are you getting a return on your investment? And that's really what we want to do in Google Analytics, is use it as a tool to be able to determine if the site is really driving the right traffic to the right pages and getting the right call to actions, where they're going to those call to actions, and ultimately becoming new customers for you in your store.
What parts of the site are working and what parts aren't, and how they get to your site, I guess, in the first place. But what of all these elements and some of the stuff, it's really confusing. What would be the key points that a retailer ought to focus on?
Well, you know, normally what happens with a lot of companies is they'll tell the retailer or send a report, you know, you had 700 visitors visit your site in the last 30 days. You're like, wow, I had 700 visitors. It really is a meaningless number, because just having visitors doesn't mean you had targeted local visitors. And for a retail store, you're looking for targeted local consumers that are looking to buy flooring in your area. So we want to quantify and qualify that number. One of the ways to do that in there is also to look at your web pages. And every page in your website, think of as a doorway page. Any one of the pages in your website, people could be coming to that page first through a search engine, let's say, and landing on that page. We can look at, through Google Analytics, what we call landing pages. Landing pages are every page in your website, but they landed on this page first.
Mm-hmm.
It may not be your home page. A lot of times it is. It may not be your store location page. It may be something totally off the wall. I mean, it could be a page, let's say, called carpet construction or carpet calculator.
And this would be somebody put that in to Google, say, or another search engine, and you came up just because of the words that they used.
Exactly. So as an example, I had a customer a few years ago that had a page dedicated to Ralph Lauren carpet. And Ralph Lauren carpet, I don't think, is around anymore. And anyway, because they had a page dedicated to that, people Googling, doing a search for Ralph Lauren carpet, this came up top. And so they were getting all the traffic to this page, but none of the traffic was in their targeted area. So you have over 100 visitors a day come into this page, but none of them really counted because none of them were in his target market. None of them were looking for Ralph Lauren carpet in his city or town where he was selling flooring. Another example is, you know, created in the past carpet calculator to be able to use is calculate, you know, approximately how much carpet you need before you come in the store. And the carpet calculator have done very well, but it gets people from all over the country looking for how to calculate the carpet they may need.
And that's not going to help you at all.
But it's not going to help you at all in your city. So again, you got to throw that out because, you know, you got all these hits, you got these visitors coming to your site, but they're not in your targeted area.
Now, John, you talk to a lot of retailers all the time, and I know a lot of them have people that sort of ride herd over analyzing their site and working with them and so on. Do you find that most retailers that you talk to have know some of the information that you just told us? I mean, are they reasonably up to snuff on that?
No, normally they're pretty shocked. I had one just the other day. We were talking, and he's paying somebody to do Google Analytics, and he's talked to several web development companies about doing the site over, and he called me, and when I got back from vacation, I got with him just the other day and said, hey, first thing I said to him is, can you get me your Google Analytics? I'd like to go in and look. And so I did, and sent him several reports, emailed to him, different things that I found that were eye-opening to me, and he was totally shocked. He said, boy, I've never gotten this from the company where I'm paying them $100 a month, and I've never seen any of this, and I didn't realize it. And he had two sites, and when I looked at it, said, you know, we really don't need two, you only need one, but, you know, the certain pages aren't even coming up, and other pages are getting a lot of traffic, but are getting the wrong traffic, and for the wrong keywords. And so all of a sudden, you know, that became real eye-opening to him, but no one had ever shown him that or told him that. He just thought he was doing great because he got all these visitors, but no idea,
interesting,
you know, that these visitors weren't in his area or weren't the right visitors coming for the right products and the right reasons.
I suspect that's the case with most retailers. They get a lot of traffic, and maybe they have a high number, but if it's somewhere across the country, it's not going to help them a single bit.
Well, you have a lot of retailers out there that have a lot of what I call informational type pages. educational pages, let's say on carpet construction or something like that, that can, you know, may give a consumer some information about, you know, educate them about carpet construction. But as far as the search engines, that isn't going to drive any traffic to your website that's beneficial, because it's going to have the wrong traffic onto your site from across the country. So you really need to understand that, you know, you're looking at each page as a doorway page, and is it driving the right traffic to your site? And some pages, just you got to say, okay, yeah, it's a great page, I need the page, but I'm not going to get the right traffic with it.
Yeah.
But you better have some others to offset that, that are really the pages that are going to drive them to the site, and use this other page just to create stickiness on the site.
And just realize that some of these pages are going to draw big numbers, but those numbers are really hollow. They're not going to help you a single bit.
Yeah, you want to also identify which pages, which you can through the Google Analytics and going down to site content landing pages. You also want to identify, okay, what are my most important pages? And when you're looking at these pages and saying, wow, you know, certain pages are getting all the visitors landing on there from search engines, but the bounce rate may be 100%. So you're like, wow, look at this. You know, people are landing here and they're leaving. So I got the wrong audience on the page I thought was the most important page.
Yeah. So that means that you're in Milwaukee and you've got an educational page on your site, and you're getting people from across the country, Wyoming and other places, and that's absolutely nothing to you. It doesn't help you one bit.
Right. I mean, when I talk to retailers, say, okay, let's say you're in California, and you know, do you care about consumers coming to you from Massachusetts or New York or whatever? They say, absolutely not. I care less. But I'll say, you know, when I look in Google Analytics, you know, you've had 60 people in the last month come from Massachusetts and 70 people from New York. And they're like, wow. I'm like, you know, it's not helping you at all. And they're not even using the right keywords. I mean, they may be looking at something totally different. They may have searched, as an example, I know one that I saw early this morning doing some analytics for a customer was they're looking at Shaw carpet versus wind carpet or something like that. Anyway, I'd never heard of the other one. Anyway, that's the way they did a search, and they actually landed on this page, this carpet page. And they were 1,000 miles away. So they were looking for this information, but the way this page was worded, this became the landing page because they had both those companies listed on the page, and Google had them right at the top. And so a person that was not in their target market, you know, landed on that page.
So that's just something you live with. You're not going to get... you're going to get people from all around the country, and there's nothing you can do to stop that. You just want to do something that's going to attract more local players.
Yeah, you just got to offset that with you got to remember, the search engines are all text. That's what they read is text. They don't read graphics. They don't read, you'll see these home pages with all graphics and everything. There's nothing there for the search engine to read. It's text.
How can somebody tell whether their site is text or is graphics and doesn't do other? I guess I can tell by what kind of action they get from the search engines, I suppose, right off the bat.
Well, I mean, you can even, as a look at your own site, put your mouse over the words, and if it changes to an I bar, it's showing you it's text. If it doesn't, you know, it's all graphics. Because you can embed graphics and, you know, text inside a graphic, but it's still graphic. You know, I can create a nice looking banner and put text in there, and save it as a JPEG. But it's not in more text. Now it's part of the JPEG image.
So a search engine isn't going to read it.
Right. I mean, it's got to be stuff that's typed in, you know, right in the page and HTML content as text.
So John, is it fair to say then these sites that are primarily images don't do well across the board on search engines?
Well, it gets more complicated than that, but, you know, between the text really helps improve it, along with the other thing is incoming links from other websites, meaning your link popularity. But, I mean, the combination of those two, to keep it simple, really do help improve your visibility on the search engines.
I've got you.
And to qualify this, just to add to this, I mean, you're looking at the average retailer that is at least two-thirds of their traffic is coming from the search engine. So it becomes really important.
I see.
You know, two-thirds of your traffic.
This is going to conclude part one. This is a three-part series. We're talking with John Simonson. He is the president of Webstream Dynamics and Marketing Your Store. We'll air the second part of this series tomorrow. This is Floor Radio.